Even in cities without what are considered mass shootings, the toll of violence continues. In Chicago, at least 28 people were shot, 4 fatally, just this past weekend. It's another example of the continuing cycle of gun violence that has become statistically routine in many cities. Pastor Michael Allen is co-founder of the anti-violence group Together Chicago, and he joins me. Pastor Allen, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. It's good to be with you.
What is some of the effective work that your group is doing? I understand some of the events that you hold include what some people call night church or others call positive loitering. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so basically we are mobilizing and catalyzing the faith community to sort of get out of the seats and into the streets and meet people where they're at. Meet these young men on the street corners, in the parks, and doing positive things, engaging in positive conversations. And that oftentimes gives us an opportunity to just reach out and help somebody who may be on the way to commit a crime, a drug sale, a gun sale, or to settle some score. And we've seen people say, well, you know, I'm about to do this, but I'm glad that you guys are here. Could you pray for me? Or could you help me with my baby mama? Or could you do this or that? And then we mobilize social service resources to get these guys some help.
I wonder what you learn from these conversations. Are you surprised sometimes by what you hear?
Well, we are surprised sometimes by what we hear in terms of people just being very honest with what's about to go down. And then we also hear people that are saying to us, you know, man, I've been traumatized by this or that. This is how my life has been. And this is why I'm about to do this. Or, you know, or I just need this. And to us, it's like, okay, so you need that. Well, let us help you with that, and we can help, and there are people that help. Many people think that wrongly, that nobody cares about them, and the system doesn't work for them, and so this is the only way I know how to meet this need or take care of this situation or deal with these emotions, and so we are able to help them realize that there is a better way, there's a better path to take that is not as risky, risking your life or your liberty or somebody else's life or liberty. And and so about 15% of the guys that we engage actually allow us and trust us to help them with a better solution than the one they're seeking at the moment.
So as a faith leader, in this moment that we're in as a country, what is your, I guess, your message, not just to your congregation, but to the whole country as far as what does work, how to take what groups like yours are doing and try to scale it?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is that family matters. Family matters, and wherever possible, a two-parent family is really helpful. But there's many successful one-parent family in households, or maybe there's a grandparent or an aunt and uncle, but so surrounding the family with the wider village, you know, like the old African proverb says, it takes a village to raise a child. So what we're doing is mobilizing the faith community to become part of that wider village and providing various wraparound services to help these single moms who are so precious, so desperately trying to do everything they can to raise their young boys to be responsible men, but just need some help. And then helping the young men grow up to be men who take responsibility not only for themselves, but for their families and the communities around them. And I would say whatever resource that you have that you can lend or give to the wider village, so to speak, then give or lend those resources of time, talent, and treasure, because it takes everybody involved to be a part of that village and be a help and give an assistance to the situation.
Pastor, I understand there are a number of gun control laws on the books in Chicago already. Does it seem like adding more of them will solve anything?
Yes, if it's universal. So we've got neighboring states to Chicago within, you know, an hour's drive. You can get to Indiana or Michigan or Wisconsin or Iowa. And so if other surrounding states and cities will have the same laws, then I think we can get somewhere. But that's just in new purchases. But when you think about it, we've got millions of guns already on the streets. And so whatever new gun legislation comes down the pike, that will help in the perhaps, you know, stem the tide to some degree for future. But then what do you do with the ones that are already out there? And that's where all of the other efforts of intercepting and intervening in the lives of these young men and their families will help them to choose a better way forward.
Yeah. Before I let you go, anything else you'd like to add?
Again, this is a complex problem that deserves a complex solution. And we can't give up. Lives are too precious. We have to stay in the fight so that we can have a more just society, a more peaceful society, and in the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, a more beloved community. And gun violence is like a cancer, and it's going to spread unless we find a way forward that is more peaceful and more humane and more loving.
That's Pastor Michael Allen. He's co-founder of Together Chicago. Pastor Michael, thanks for the time and best of luck to you and your group.
Thanks, Scott, and God bless you. Take care.